This was a week when two popular novelists died, Eric Segal and Robert B. Parker. They wrote very different stories, but their best-known novels are set in almost the same place. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has this appreciation.
If you were in America, in college, or in love in the early 1970s, you can't help but recognize that as the theme to Love Story, the movie based on the 1970 novel by Eric Segal. The doomed romance between two Harvard students from sharply different backgrounds included a lot of spiky repartee and this famous exchange, which occurred after a big argument.
Jenny, I'm sorry.
Don't. Love means never having to say you're sorry.
While Segal was writing about lovers in Cambridge, Robert Parker was focusing on the other side of the Charles River, Boston. Parker's hero, a boxer-turned-private investigator named Spencer, was as tough as the PIs created by his literary forefathers, Dashiell Hammett, Raymond Chandler, and Ross MacDonald. Best-selling mystery writer Robert Crace says that iconic trio should be enlarged to include Parker.
He deserves a place with those others because he not only reinvigorated the detective novel in America, but he virtually recreated it.
His predecessors lived in dives and slewed in a monocultural world, but Spencer was different. He lived in a nice apartment in a lovely Boston neighborhood. His best friend was a black man named Hawk. Robert Urich and Avery Brooks portrayed the duo in the 1980s CBS drama based on Parker's books.
Hawk, I want justice as badly as you do, but there's got to be another way.
Don't let that halo slip down over your eyes sometime when I'm not around. I really would miss you.
Instead of being a loner, Spencer is devoted to his girlfriend Susan, a Harvard psychologist who is equally devoted to him. Boston is as much of a character in Parker's 37 Spencer novels as his people are. In this 2008 Morning Edition interview, Parker tells NPR's Lynn Neary a scenic bridge in the Boston Public Garden reappears in several of his books because it's a great place for bad guys to meet. Parker says bad things happening in beautiful places is something he borrowed from Renaissance painters.
They would always put death in the picture, as you'd paint some landscape and death would be in a corner there. And I think that the more idyllic and pastoral the environment, the more the non-pastoral, non-idyllic stands out.
Parker's real life was far less complex. Married to his childhood sweetheart for more than 50 years, Parker loved being a husband, father, and friend. Cambridge neighbor Kate Mattis stocked his books in her mystery bookstore, where he'd often drop by to visit.
I saw him within the last 2 weeks, and I said, do you ever think you'll do anything, that you'll ever stop writing? He said, not until the day I die.
Which is exactly what happened. On Tuesday, Robert Parker died sitting at his writing desk doing what he loved. He was 77 years old. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.